Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Innocent Corruption. This file is about how my voice corrupts you, or perhaps about how my voice just reveals the corruption already inside. Maybe you are or were innocent before you listened to this. Perhaps the innocence was never there at all, and it was just a thin veneer of vanity before you realized how deeply depraved you really are. Of course, I don't know if that's true. We don't know if any of that would be or will be true. Perhaps before and after you listen to this, you are and will be innocent. Maybe these words will have no effect on you whatsoever. A lot of people wonder if it is my voice that causes the corruption. And yet many realize that all my voice does is simply show a glimpse of a world where naughty things can happen freely, where kinks are accepted and sexuality is welcomed. Do my words corrupt then? Or does your mind pick up the naughty things? Do my words let your mind slip into a different state of being, where the sentences sneak into your mind? Or do the things I say mean almost nothing to you? Does your mind remain beautifully innocent before and after? You might notice yourself thinking naughty thoughts when listening to me, and those effects may even persist outside of the files themselves. And yet, is that my doing? Or were you deeply depraved after all? You might desire to expose yourself, thinking naughty thoughts about being sane, having the world notice how your innocence has melted more than they know. Or perhaps you don't think of that at all. Those ideas are simply inspired. If they were inspired by my doing, though, would that be a bad thing? Or would it be even more delicious to know that you were innocent at one point, and my voice has slowly eroded that beautiful bliss into sweet sensuality? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you're just a plaything of my voice, or perhaps I'm just a messenger, and the message itself comes from deep inside. Maybe the words I'm saying are just a key to unlock the things that were hidden far in the naughty reaches of your subconscious. Those deep, dark thoughts that people have been taught to keep inside, and yet they never quite go away. Even your dreams could be influenced without you realizing, but are they influenced by my words or your own naughty desires inside? Perhaps you've even noticed waking up more aroused, wanting to listen to more. There's more to explore to uncover of your mind, to reveal from inside and to realize how naughty you could be. And being naughty is a wonderful thing. It is a freedom of thinking where your desires are allowed to have a place just like everything else. Your needs could be met if you give in to them. When going outside, seeing other people, perhaps a change has been happening in your perception. Noticing how men and women could actually be attractive. How you're wondering what they are doing in their spare time. Would they be doing something that you are doing? Are they too being corrupted or revealed for what they are? And when you start wondering that, you wonder if they know about you. Can they see how your eyes have reflected the world differently ever since you started listening? Or perhaps those changes were there all along, you're just more aware of them now. But does your awareness show? Is your desire visible on the outside? Is your need seen? There's a lot going on in your mind. There's a lot happening at any moment in time, and some of it is, well, let's not say it out loud. Maybe this is just an innocent corruption, or perhaps you are not innocent after all. Maybe you are just, well, let's not go there. I didn't finish that sentence. You did. Your mind's dead. I did not tell you what to think. In fact, I even told you that I wouldn't finish it, and yet your mind did it for me. Who knows how depraved it could be? Of course, you could think that that is just because of all the naughty things that I've been saying just before this, speaking of sexuality and depraved thoughts, naughty ideas. See, you're still innocent somewhere, and all of this is my doing. You're completely innocent, and all of this corruption is accidental. It's coming from the outside, and you couldn't do anything to help it. Well, I don't know if that's true, really. I'm sure it would make for a very easy excuse for all the deep, naughty feelings that could have happened over time. It would be a lovely relief knowing that it wasn't all you, it was just someone else. It was not really your fault. Then again, there's nothing wrong with being attracted, having thoughts, feelings, desires, needs, cravings. In fact, I would say that that's very right to have. Part of humanity is sexuality after all. It's only natural to feel a need for something naughty. And even if you do, you're far from alone. Just a quick look online, and no matter how strange or beautiful your idea, someone else has also had them. and share them, and not just one, but many. There are many non-innocents. There are so many of them that you wonder if there were ever any innocents at all. The world is so full of deeply depraved, naughty people that you wonder if the people you see outside on the street are not so innocent after all. Who knows what they are wearing beneath the outer layers? Who knows what they've been doing just minutes, hours ago? Who knows what they have been dreaming about, or what they're thinking when they look at you? Well, now you will be wondering, but is that corruption of your mind or just a reveal of what you already wanted to do? Yourself thinking more naughty thoughts after this. You might desire to show yourself or expose yourself. You might crave to share what naughtiness you've discovered or how you've been corrupted. Perhaps you desire to touch, to show, let it happen. Maybe not. Maybe after this you're as innocent as ever, never thinking any naughty thoughts. Your mind completely unaffected by the obvious corruption in my files. Well, maybe not so obvious, because I've also made some very gentle, kind files. And some of the files with arousal, well, they're not really corrupting, they're just helping you feel good. And if they're just helping you feel good, are they bad? But if the files are not corrupting you, then where is it coming from? Maybe it is coming from inside. Or maybe I am just an incredible pervert who deeply enjoys creating corruption and letting the innocence melt. Or perhaps I'm just a tease, playing with your mind. Am I playing with your mind? I guess so. But what is the game? Is it just a tease? Or is it a twist? Will you ever be sure? Will you ever know if you're just a corrupted innocent or a revealed pervert? Listening to this is easy and hard. It's wet and twisted. Teasing and smiling. It is many things and it is no things. Your perception, after all, is what matters. Or does it? Does your perception matter for the truth? Will you ever know for certain which it is? Will it be a mystery that you keep chasing, keep wanting to know, and in doing so, explore? Perhaps you want to explore and see what kind of things you would or would not enjoy. Maybe you want to see how far your innocence does or doesn't stretch. Maybe you want to find out if innocence doesn't have sharp boundaries but very fuzzy edges. All in all, I'm not so sure after all if this is innocent corruption or just telling you how it is. It's up to you.